When you meet Michael McGlynn, the first thing you learn is that he loves being the mayor of Medford. He's had the job since 1987, which makes him the longest current serving mayor in Massachusetts. But after 14 terms, or 28 years in office, McGlynn has decided that he won't seek a 15th term, which is surprising, because as you'll hear in a moment, being mayor of Medford is pretty much all Michael McGlynn has ever wanted to do.
Yes, but I think it's important that every city change their mayor at least once every 28 years.
That's the second thing you learn about Michael McGlynn. He likes to joke. When we met him recently in City Hall to talk about his decision to retire, he started with a bit of a tour of his office. There were paintings of Medford's pioneers, including Samuel Crocker Lawrence, a Civil War veteran and Medford's first mayor. But Mayor McGlynn was most excited about a photograph of the Dalai Lama.
The Dalai Lama is an honorary citizen here in the city of Medford. He was here, I'm going to say about 6 weeks ago. I had lunch with him at TD Garden. I'll tell you, it's amazing. All your anxiety, just being in his presence, is drained from your body. And you walk back and you come into this office, and then somebody's sitting there, and they jump up and say, "What about my tree?" And then you go, "Ooh, where'd that feeling go?"
Back to reality, right? Yeah. Back to reality of being the mayor every day.
But it's a reality that Michael McGlynn says he's loved every day of his 28 years in office. And this passion is one that runs in his family. His father, Jack McGlynn, was a state rep and the mayor of Medford in the 1950s and 60s. And Michael McGlynn says he remembers the exact day that he knew he wanted to go into politics, January 9th, 1961.
I was in the second grade. I come home from school, and my dad said, "How would you like to meet the president-elect of the United States, John F. Kennedy?" And I said, "Would I?" Because I was the one of six children that followed him around to everything, went to all of my dad's events. Had my big Kennedy pin. I still have it from the 60s campaign. At the time, my dad was the mayor and he was a member of the state legislature. My godfather, Mike Catino, for who I was named, was also a member of the state legislature. So as they moved all of the legislators out of the House chamber, my godfather stuck me under his desk. And as they went in, they did the sweep, make sure everything was good. It was probably the first breach the Secret Service ever had.
Hiding under a desk while the Secret Service was doing its sweep in preparation for President-elect John F. Kennedy.
Yes, making sure everything was all right. And he walked down the aisle. He stopped. He talked to me. Then he went up. He made his speech. And on the way back, he talked to me again.
What did he say to you?
Hi, hello. And all I heard for the next 2 months was, "I want to shake the hand that shook the hand of the President of the United States. I want to shake the hand that shook the hand of the President of the United States." When I got home that night, I said, "Dad, I want to be the mayor of Medford." And he looked at me and he said, "Go to bed. We'll talk about it in the morning." And that's when I knew. I know some people think it's a big deal to be the mayor. For me, it's just, I'm doing what my father did. You're trying to help people.
Well, Mr. Mayor, you became Medford's first popularly elected mayor 28 years ago. That's a long run. So why stop now? You're still a young man.
When I first decided to run, I went to my wife. She said, "How long do you think you want to do it?" And I said, "I don't know. I just want to try a term, 2 years." And now here it is 28 years later. In the last couple of terms, if the truth be known, I said, "I'm not sure if I'm going to run again." And then I go back to her and I'd say, "Sheila, I just want to finish this one last project." I said that 4 years ago, and I said that 2 years ago. I started to say it again this year, and then I see my grandchildren growing up all around me. My fifth one's on the way. And I notice at some of the events now, I'm out at someone's 100th birthday, 50th wedding anniversary, somebody's wake when everybody's home celebrating Sunday dinner. So I said, it's time. I've had a great run. I love it as much today as I did since the second grade.
Wow. What have you loved most about being mayor?
There are two things. You have an opportunity to worship in everybody's church or temple. I've been in all of them, and I tell them, it's all the same. It's about prayer and song. And for me, church music of any type, that's my inner peace. And the other is going to the schools and talking to the children. This may surprise people, but most of the things that happen in a city, they come from the school children. They talk about things they like to see. I just listen and implement them.
For example, give me an example of that. I'd love to hear something that you heard in the schools that you really took to heart and implemented as a mayor.
There were three students who came in one day, and they talked to me, and they said, we'd like to have a skateboard park here in the city. So I went to the law department, and I said, you know, I think I'm going to build a skateboard park for the kids. And the solicitor said, you can't do it because of liability. He said, all the broken bones, all the, you'd be creating an attractive nuisance. So I went back and I told the students, I said, you know, I really can't because of this liability. And one kid looked at me and said, oh, we thought you were the mayor.
We thought you had the power.
And I looked back at the kids and I said, hey, you guys are right. We're going to build the park.
So they really inspired
you. So we built the park for them.
Wow. You know, 28 years as mayor, it's a long run, and it means that there are lots of folks who are adults in this city who have only known you as mayor. I remember saying the same thing before Mayor Menino died. You've beaten him by 8 years.
Tommy was a good buddy of mine.
Yeah.
We used to joke about this all the time. And they'd say, you know, Menino, he's the longest serving mayor. And I said, Tommy, he's a baby. Tommy was a big part of my life. We fought many battles together in Capitol Hill and Beacon Hill to get things done.
So about that, I'd love to ask you, I mean, in terms of the urban agenda and what cities need and what you and people like Mayor Menino saw over the years, what was the big challenge? What is the big challenge still facing cities?
The big challenge will always be and will never change, finance. I've gone through three recessions in my 28 years. And if you don't have the money, you can't hire the personnel, you can't deliver the services, you can't improve the quality of life. So you have to be creative. You have to work with the private sector. That's the biggest issue.
You know, you've made it really clear that you've loved this job. You say you love it today as much as you loved it on day one or since you started dreaming about it in the second grade. But I have to imagine there's got to be some stuff that you won't miss.
You know, the election 2 years ago, during the debate, they asked me a similar question. They said, if you were to step down and you know, what do you regret? I have no regrets. You have to remember, this is where I always wanted to be. The beauty of this job is every day you're somebody else. One day the Vermont National Guard shows up here during the blizzard of 15. The next day, you're trying to figure out how we're going to build a Crystal Campbell Peace Garden to have a memorial to all of the those whose lives were lost and those survivors of the bombing victims. And the next day, you're sitting with the fire chief designing what the new fire engine is going to look like and trying to find out where you're going to get the money. People don't realize just a pumper goes for like $500,000.
You know, Mr. Mayor, listening to you talk about this stuff, you sound like a kid in a candy shop talking about what it's like to be mayor.
I am. I'm sitting here, and I'm going to grab the microphone here and I'm going to say, I'm going to run again. Now, it's time.
I'd like to ask you this finally. You know, I'm thinking again about your long tenure as a state legislator and 28 years as mayor of Medford. In election seasons, we often hear arguments in favor of term limits. It seems like Mayor Michael McGlynn might be one of the poster children against term limits. So give us the best argument why democracy is served by people like you who stay so long in office.
We have the greatest form of term limits anywhere in the world. Every 2 years, you're out there renewing the faith with all of the voters. They decide best if they want you or they don't want you, not because the legislature decides to pass a bill to say this one can only stay so long. It's not about anybody's special interest or agenda they're pushing. It's about the common good. Let the people decide what the common good is. This has been a little overwhelming. I've had so many people coming up hugging you and saying, you got to run again. You got to. No, let me go in peace. But it is great.
Well, Mayor Michael McGlynn of Medford, you certainly deserve to go in peace if that's what you want after 28 years. Thank you for talking to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Mayor Michael McGlynn of Medford, first elected in 1987. After 14 terms in office, he will not be running for a 15th.
Although in the middle of that interview, he had me going.
Yeah, I thought we were going to get him back.
There's a man who really loves his job, and more power to him for it. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.